welded together.
Yeah.
Mark?
It could be another load.
I hope it stays together for us.
Yeah, that's good.
Like fragments all glued together. What an intricate pattern.
Good, that's dandy.
Okay.
Okay, Dave, and is that still bag 163?
Yeah, the next one coming up is 164. And why don't you skip the rim there, Jim? Lamar?
Yeah, let's get a good bag full.
Okay, George, very fine light gray. The rim is. Very fine. Okay, can you hold this one and I'll V the other one? TV coming in good now, Joe.
Roger, Jim. We've got a beautiful picture. We're trying to look into the sun at the moment, somewhat unsuccessfully. But the TV's working beautifully.
You gotta look up toward Mount Hadley. You can see that linear pattern.
Right, we'll take a look and thanks for the recommendation.
Okay, Jim, let's find ourselves a couple frags down here. Within easy range over here. Frags show up pretty good down front, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see. Need to go out to little ones, but right there in front of you, Jim, that big one. Okay, get that one.
Okay, Jim, and are you still scooping samples?
We're sampling a rock right now.
Roger, and we know you're picking up the representative one. Roger, Jim, copy 188, and have you noticed a variety of rock types or just one general kind?
Okay, let us go through them, Joe, as we pick them up, because we can't tell any difference as they sit on the surface. They're all covered with dust. And the first one here is a fine-grained breccia, a micro-breccia, and it's got, it looks like a third order, with white glass in it. The matrix is dark black, and it has glass within a fracture on the side, not unlike some of the 14s.
Roger.
I'll put some soil in. Get the other frag right next to it, Jim. Here, let me, I'll get it. Okay, good boy. And Joe, the soil is very powdery here.
Roger, copy, Dave.
This looks the same, just for drill here.
Roger, copy.
Okay, same thing. Same kind of fragment. Rangeable. Okay. You give me the bag, and ahead. Why don't you take a little scoop right there by the side of the... Okay? Where those two were.
Dave, we agree. Good description, and we might set you out a little later looking for a fresh trader that's brought up some frags for us.
Okay. Jim, there's one sitting on top of this little crater over here. Reckon you can get over here to it?
Yeah, I was trying to recover that bag, but I gave up on it.
Oh, we got plenty of bags. Sweat the bags. We got more than we'll ever need.
And Jim, on your pan, were you able to sweep around the full 360 degrees?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a pan. I'll take another one probably before we leave the area so you get a little stereo effect.
beautiful. We've got film to burn.
Interesting, what I think. You can tell we sink in about 2 or 3 inches.
Roger.
Material. Jim, I would say that this fragment here hit right before its position. You see that little spot? See that little spot right there in front?
Yeah.
I think that rock hit there.
Yeah, you can convince me of that.
And it, well, take a look at it. Let me get the pictures here. Wonder from whence it came. If it did hit there, it was traveling
south and west.
Yeah, east to west, and it left a little mark about a foot from its present position, and its present position is on the surface. It's about 4 inches subangular. And we'll pick it up and take a look at it. As a matter of fact, I'll see if I can't get a close-up of the little spot that it hit here. Now, I can lean down. Okay. Did you get the downside, Jim?
Yeah.
Let me get down here. Let me use my tongs to pick it up.
Oh, got it.
Okay, good. Good. Behold it right there. Up a little more. I got it. It's really covered, but it's a very rough surface, very sharp. It's basically a subangular rock, but with quite a jagged, craggy surface on it. And I can see some spots in there. I guess I'd have to call it a breccia. It'll never fit in there. Let me just put it in your bag.
Okay.
I think we have it fairly well documented. It's in collection bag number 3, which will help you keep track of it.
Okay, Dave, thank you.
These are big ones or they're little small ones? Hey, at the picture, there's a crater over to the west, Dave. It has a very light albedo. Yeah, let's head that way with the rover when we get going. Okay.
Okay, Dave and Jim, when you reach a good stopping point, we've got a couple of questions.
I think I'll take another pan.
Okay, Dave, or Jim,
okay.
Sounds good. And Dave, while he's doing that, could you tell us how far away and in what direction is the large block which you described?
Yeah, Joe, we intend to head in that direction. It's right now due west. It's probably 0.3 of a kilometer or something. And I think it's on the same slope. Maybe upslope a tad from where we are now, but not too much. And on the way, there's a nice, fresh, light albedo crater, maybe a couple meters across. So maybe we ought to pick up those two.
Okay, a copy. You can see towards the west, light albedo, fresh crater. As you look back towards... okay, sounds good. We copy that. Thank you. And Dave, another question. Do you think this is a good area for a rake sample?
What's that?
No, Joe, definitely not.
Okay, copy that.
It's, got far. Nothing here. We just
Roger, we agree.
Spinning our wheels. You swing around and get the down sun, Dave. Yeah. Yeah, let me get it. I'm in a better position, Jim.
Dave, do you think that that fresh crater you're looking at might be Spur Crater? We put your present position as halfway between Window and Spur.
No, I don't think it's too small, Joe. I think we picked up Spur as we went by a little while ago. We saw it.
Okay, we agree with you exactly here, Dave and Jim, and we want you, when you leave this station, to move back towards the west, in other words, towards the direction of the rill, and looking especially for fresh craters.
Okay, Joe. Okay, another little microbridger. Bag number is 190. Okay. Okay.